It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. We're here with Brian Deves, and he is an inventor, and he is super passionate about frequency and helping people heal themselves, of course, through the treatments. And now we're cooperating at the Institute, so we just got to see the amazing chair, the treatment. Tell us about it.
So in the chair, what it is, it's vibroacoustics. So whatever you're listening to, you also take that and plug it into the side of the chair. And rather than go into speakers in the chair, it goes to transducers. Now in the headphones, you get sound. It converts that sound signal to sound.
Yeah.
And then the chair converts that electronic sound signal to vibration or kinesthetic. You get the kinesthetic experience of what you're listening to.
Yeah.
So it creates a full mind-body experience.
Yep.
So for people who try to listen to things and can't shut down, now their whole body, every cell in their body is moving and they can't deny it, and they let go.
They let go. I tried it today, and you have to let go because there's so much going on that your brain says, well, hey, just let go.
Yes.
It's a wonderful way.
You know, what's amazing, and some of you out there are going to know what I'm going to speak about, but they just put a dome, it just opened in Las Vegas, and they spent, I forget how many billions, but it was in several billion dollars to create something that nobody thought, engineers, acoustic engineers, thought was impossible. That every seat in that connects with the experience, as you're talking about. You're surrounded, you're immersed. It's almost you're underwater of the event that's happening, or the sound that you're hearing, et cetera. And everyone has perfect acoustics in the place. So can you imagine the first band they brought in there, the first act was U2. And U2 went in, and can you imagine what it's going to be like? So, and they now plan on creating others around, but this is a big endeavor. And we'll see if it's a commercial success. But what you're talking about, how people can, as Anna pointed out and you pointed out, cannot deny themselves from relaxing. Can you imagine in the future, whole houses and buildings, workplaces will be created with the technologies that you're bringing people today?
I absolutely can imagine it. I met a gentleman when I was at a show, and he showed me a short video of him, and he took a cello, and there's a whole huge field of daisies, and he walked through it, and then he lifted all of the daisies up, and then he had a drone film him while he was playing the cello, and he says, I want people to feel what I feel when I play the cello.
Wow.
And this was 5 years ago, and I was so moved by that, because now they'll be able to do that in the dome.
They'll be able to do that, yeah.
Wow. Yes.
It's really interesting. I write about this in an upcoming book called Quantum Human about it, which we're going to add the Tesla to. So it's a very fine, like 99.9% done. I'm going to add some things about it. And so describe to everyone beyond what it says, why somebody would do this? Why somebody would take this treatment?
It's very interesting that people say, who's this for? And I said, well, Rutgers University bought 8 of them for their football squad to bring. What happens is when they work out, and they work out hard, they're in a very high stress zone, which is known as a sympathetic nervous system.
Right.
Within 7 minutes, we can put them into parasympathetic.
Mm.
And now their body goes right into healing and resting. They digest better. And then anything that their trainers do on top of that, whatever it is, massage, red light therapy, it's meeting a body that has no tension in it, and that they're prepared and ready to receive.
So less injuries.
Less injuries.
More fluidity.
Yes.
More consciousness.
Oh, better thinking.
And just purely the and better thinking.
Yeah.
And the vibration increases the lymphatic flow as well. So there's a lot of other side things. The other thing that's really interesting with vibration is felt by a fast-acting neuron, where dull pain is a very slow-acting neuron. So when you have a dull, aching pain that's causing you to walk strange or whatever, when you get on the chair and you vibrate your body, you actually override that signal. And now you feel, I've had many people get up and say, I had this dull pain for weeks now, and it's gone. Why is that? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, your body was healed, but you were caught in a negative feedback loop.
Yeah. Yep. Sort of getting in a rut. Like, remember the old LPs, you get stuck and you're,
you gotta put a penny on it.
That's exactly right.
One of the most wonderful things, though, that there's so many, I work with several different companies that I make the chair for, that they put their product on it. One of the amazing things, though, is most people now are so in fight or flight. When they come down into the alpha and theta, doesn't matter who they are, woman, man, old, young, they'll have tears in their eyes.
Yeah.
And they'll say, you just did that long journey of 12 inches from your head to your heart. Yeah. They've really slowed
and
down.
Repeat that again, that long journey of 12 inches.
Yes, that long
most of us never make that journey.
No, and when that happens, the amazing thing, and so you ask me who else uses it, I have corporations who use it. Because when you are focused on a computer screen or focus in a meeting for hours and hours, we release adrenaline and then long-acting adrenaline cortisol. And that keeps us focused. It's internal caffeine. Round two or three, the brain is full of these stress hormones, and now it's not working as much, and we get foggy brain. Mm-hmm. If we can drop into that alpha and theta for just a few moments, we downregulate all those stress hormones, and we uptake serotonin. And it gets the sodium and potassium pumps working in sync in the brain again. And it's like, to me, I've noticed it's like 10 a.m. again, where the brain's working and you're on board and your brain's not tired. Hmm. And face it, most of us don't wear our bodies out during the day. Although when our brains are tired, our bodies feel tired. Yeah. Wake our brains up and we're back on board.
Well, this morning, Anna Marie and I made a conscious decision to put people on this Tesla unit when they're getting IVs. And we know why that's going to work, but explain to people why this is the only place in the country, in the world, that's doing that now. Why it's so much better to get you into that wonderful place as you're taking IVs. And give us a biology as a physician.
So with the IVs, when you drop into that parasympathetic state, your vascularity dilates. Yeah. When your vascularity dilates, you have more blood flow, at ease blood flow, and it draws more out of the bag. So you actually drain the bag quicker, and you're in parasympathetic. And so rather than being stressed that from having the IV, you feel really good when you get up, and you can go out into the world a different person.
Mm, yeah. Perfect.
So, I mean, I think, you know, we'll together pioneer that, but it will be the standard of practice in the future, or else. That's it. It will be the standard of practice. When we come back, we're going to talk about the future of healthcare, the future of medicine, and why we're going to go from chemistry to energy very soon. And there'll be very little need for chemistry, I believe, within the next decade or so. We'll be right back.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
So you went from somebody who was using the equipment and to somebody who basically is pioneering a new way to unify this equipment. So the state of the art, that's all coming together, that makes something symbiotically better than all of the components independently.
Yes. What I love about what I do, in the beginning, it was more about experiencing the vibroacoustics and dropping it into that alpha and theta, which so many people don't. And going from that point, now people are saying, can I use red light therapy on it? Uh-huh. Absolutely. Can I do?
He then decided, boy, you know, I want to live in an exotic place. So he goes to Maui, Hawaii.
Yes.
Can you imagine Maui, Hawaii? You know, the funny story about Maui, Anna Marie and I brought my parents when they were alive there, and we were on a lecture tour. And in the middle of Maui, there's a complete vegan town. And 100% of them are vegan, nothing but vegan.
It's a strip with all vegan restaurants. And
so my dad had become, by default, a vegan because he had cardiovascular disease. And my mother refused to even contemplate that. So she pouted, and my dad and all of us went into the vegan restaurant. We're eating this spectacular meal. And, you know, we come back out, and she's sitting in the car. And then about an hour into the ride after that, she said, you know, I'm so angry because when you were in there eating, I went to the bakery and everything had tofu in it.
You must have been on Baldwin at the vegan restaurant there.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you said, well, it's too beautiful out here in Maui, Hawaii, and you moved to beautiful Colorado.
Yes. There was a technique that I was learning, and there's only three of us on the whole state of Maui. And I really loved this technique. It was complete posture restoration using amazing techniques. And I got an offer to take over a 5,000 square foot office and just take what I had learned to another level.
Yeah.
And so that's what got me to go to Denver. Not to mention, I never lived where it was cold. I've lived in American Samoa, Hawaii, and California, and I wanted to experience what it was like.
You're like my kids. They like that. Yeah. They love the cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I got out of there.
You loved it for a short period.
I loved it for a short period, absolutely.
So now you're a physician, you're practicing, you're helping people. That's a big practice, 5,000 square feet.
Yeah.
How many people worked with you?
You know, there was about eight in all that were actively working. I then learned very quickly that having a huge practice to run got in the way of having a happy life.
And plus that being a good physician.
Mm. Yeah. So I downsized.
Yeah.
And at one point I downsized to 2,300 square feet. And then I really downsized to 580 square feet.
Oh.
And had a very specific office about light, sound, and frequency in a professional building.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you go from working with human bodies to light, sound, and frequency?
I met a business partner, and he was working with allergies and all these other things, and he was teaching me about it. And I finally met my kindred soul, because I'd never heard of these things before, and I just lit up. And especially with the vibroacoustics.
Yeah.
When I got on the vibroacoustics, I was just, I felt totally different.
The one we had about 30 years ago was called Vibrasan.
Yeah.
That was one of the first units out of California, LA. And what was amazing to me is back in the mid-1800s, 170 years ago or so, from when we're speaking, Palmer, who wasn't a physician, as you know, took a blind man, and by adjusting his neck, he got his sight back. And his whole concept, he was a Canadian that migrated to the United States, was that he wanted to use frequencies, but he didn't have the means to. He didn't know Tesla at that time.
That's right.
But he wanted to use frequencies. And that's where this whole thing, so it was a natural organic process for you to go from adjusting with your hands and your own energy. That's what we're doing. People don't see it that way.
Yes.
To saying, we can put this on steroids with the new technology, which, by the way, when you started, was good. Today, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, people, when I first started doing this 8 years ago, people were saying, well, why don't you get a website and just put it on the website? And I said, nobody understands what this is.
Yeah.
Because anybody that had been involved with vibroacoustics wasn't bringing it to the forefront. Yeah. So for the first 2 years, I drove 50,000 miles a year, giving demos all over the United States, driving throughout the night to have a meeting the next day.
No kidding.
And it was that important to me. It had changed my life that hard, that much, and gave up everything else I was doing because I saw that there were so many stressed people in the United States, and they were trying to make decisions from a stressed place about changing their lives.
Yeah.
And they were just creating more of the same.
Hmm.
Like I was. I spent 3 days in a very stressful position, and I was so sick of myself. Like I don't want to feel like this anymore. Yeah. And I thought I'd take a quick nap on the vibroacoustic table. And in 12, 15 minutes, my eyes popped open and I sat up. No stress. totally, absolutely level. 5 minutes later, the answer to the stress came to me. And then 3 minutes later, the light bulb went off and the room got bright. And I said, how many people in the United States are going through what I'm going through? And that's when I started my mission.
Wow.
Amazing.
And that's really important, I'm going to tell you.
And I mean, I think most people like you, we have a personal story that keeps us so passionate and keeps us going every day, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. In my light, sound, and frequency business, I would see all of these people have amazing healings. People would fly from many states over. Fox News came and did a positive expose on our office.
Right.
But most of the modalities didn't change my life.
Yes.
And yet I was one of the front men speaking about
you're
it.
You're the practitioner, but not the patient. I know.
Yeah. And when I did, but when I did become the patient, I saw nothing change because I had some serious things that were going on. Yeah. And so I went, well, I really can't be involved with this because it's not changing my life. How do I speak about it?
Yeah.
I can talk about everyone else's experience, but I really need to speak. If I'm going to get behind something, I need to speak from my experience.
Yes. Authenticity.
And yes. Absolutely.
So exactly what you are saying, Anna Maria.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you have that experience, you have the passion.
Yeah.
Well, when we come back, not only were you a user of equipment, you became a producer of the most important equipment today, called the Tesla equipment. And this is something Anna Maria and I have been very involved with since 1980.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian.
And Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here with Dr. Brannon DeVries and, you know, the inventor of this amazing treatment chairs that we are now having at the Institute. What does future look for medicine? What does it look like?
Now that we are becoming much more evolved as human beings and we're paying attention to how we feel, we need frequency devices to help change that frequency.
Yes.
And bring that and change that around. And so as we change the frequency, we become different. As I believe was it Einstein that said, if you want something, be the frequency of that thing.
Exactly.
You'll attract it to you. It's that powerful. Yeah. And so if you want health, be the frequency of health. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I've become very aware of is the word physis is a Greek word meaning physician, or as the healer within.
The healer within, yeah.
And
that's a Socrates.
As I've toured around Hippocrates and have seen a lot of the work you do, I see that Hippocrates has a whole lot of true physicians working with the healer within, unlocking the person's innate ability to heal, and frequency is a huge part of that.
It's amazing. It really is. I mean,
for us, our food has frequency because it's alive.
Frequency of the food, frequency of everything.
Yeah.
Back in the 70s, I was just a kid and I ran centers, developed centers in Europe and was in Switzerland. And a young American came. I was young. He was young. And he was the director of the Monroe Institute.
Yes.
And I was stunned because at first I thought it was hokey pokey stuff. And he's giving me well, let's tell all the listeners who Monroe was. Monroe was formerly the president of NBC, and he was so advanced, they fired him. Back in the 60s, he basically said, with television, we're going to change the consciousness of humanity. So they thought he was a wacky guy. So they fired him. He created the Monroe Institute, which is in Virginia now, and he's gone. But he was actually regressing people with frequencies and sounds. And when I met this young guy, they had a plan. It was just way ahead of time that they were going to have in all major cities around the world, little places where during lunch hours, people who were stressed basically, would go in and spend 30 minutes, and they had the scientific data that showed it was like taking a three-week vacation in paradise at that point. So we're talking now 50 years ago, and we're finally coming to the realization that what you said in different words is exactly what I heard Monroe say. And so I do think that when I build a home in 15 years, I'm going to put acoustic frequencies in the home. It's going to not be a smart house. It's going to be a wise house. That will be the new term for it.
We don't want a smart house.
Don Campbell, gentleman who created the Mozart effect.
Yes.
He, in a hospital in Colorado, every different area, he created a different music. Mm-hmm. If it was the emergency room, they played this kind of music. If it was the obstetrics area, they did this kind of music.
Yeah.
If it was recovery, it was all different music.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to meet him. My wife, we were visiting my mother-in-law. She said, "Oh, well, I have a friend, and he didn't have anyone to spend Thanksgiving with. Do you mind if he joins us?" I said, "No, no problem." And she mentioned his name, and I said, "We just studied him yesterday."
Isn't that amazing how the world works?
Wow.
And so he was very much a frequency person.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you here in the studio with us, and I know it's going to be a lifelong involvement we have. This is at Hippocrates now.
Yes.
So what we've just talked about is at Hippocrates. We're using it in advanced ways, collaborating with other units that we have, frequency medicine units, and sure that this is going to help all of the listeners who participate, either local people or people who visit South Florida, bring about the healing and recovery and the goal that they want to reach. And those of you that come through the guest program, this will be part of what we give you as a gift. So until next week, all of you be well and make sure that you create a life that you're so excited about that you want to continue it. Be well.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.